Hey, Grant.
Hey, Brian, I'm glad I finally got a hold of you.
Sorry about the phone tag.
No, it's really not your fault. We've been having some issues with our phone system, so I think it's probably more related to that.
No problem.
I just wanted to speak with you. First of all, happy Friday.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thank goodness. First of all, I wanted to speak with you just briefly about a unique file that came across our desk. The opening I'll give you an idea of what's going on, and then you can let me know. So
Sure.
we have this company that has franchise restaurants nationwide. There is the holding company with its main corporate office, and then underneath that holding company, they have different companies set up for each region. For example, there's like the cold brick oven pizza of Arizona, the cold brick oven pizza of Nevada, and then they have several restaurants within those regions, but they all go to that one bank account for the region, the separate FEIN, and then
Sure.
that flows through to the holding company. Holding company is
Okay.
owned by one owner. I was wondering if Ascentium, for that one owner with multiple entities, is capped at 150K, or if they could fund multiple entities for a larger dollar amount.
I think on the equipment financing side, we're a little bit more strict about having an exposure limit by personal guarantor. I think on the Daily Pay loan program, I think we're a little bit more flexible, and we try to take a little bit more of a common sense approach, because more than underwriting the guarantor, you're underwriting the cash flow of the business. And I like to think that we'd be a little smarter and have a little more common sense to take a deeper look than just saying, oh no, we're stuck at a 150 because John Smith is the owner here. Now that being said, I probably wouldn't expect us to be able to go to 150 per entity and just keep piling it on. There's obviously going to be some sort of threshold there. What do you typically run into with some of the other guys out there? Like, how does an OnDeck handle that?
Well, that's why I wanted to call and be 100% transparent. The OnDecks, who we are trying to get some of the regions done with currently, handle it in such a way that they will fund up to 600K for one owner. So we're going to
Gotcha.
try, and they do 250K max. So we're probably going to try and do three regions and reach
Yep.
that 600K limit between those three regions. Now, I want to be 100% transparent with you when it comes to what's going on. Luckily, I know Ascentium doesn't require tax returns, but and is there any reason why a tax return would come up with Ascentium? There's nothing necessarily wrong with them. I'm just curious.
Only if the underwriter was, maybe the bank statements put us on the fence of going, one way or the other. Maybe sometimes a tax return would be requested to say, hey, this, help us get over the hurdle here and get that much more comfortable. I like your idea and your play here, trying to use a couple of your partners to try to get this guy what he needs using his different entities. I think, as long as each location has its own entity. Now, is each location's entity 100% owned by the holding company?
Yes, and the holding company is 100% owned by one person.
So that's where I think we might run into an issue, because if we're going to try to do the financing for a store, which call it XYZ LLC for argument's sake, which is owned 100% by ABC LLC, we typically would want the holding company
Be on the contract?
to guarantee the deal there, and which isn't necessarily a big issue, except we're going to see probably going to see OnDeck UCCs on the holding company. Which could, I just anticipate maybe we kind of bump into each other there, you know?
That's what I've been running into with other lenders that I've been calling. And like I said, want to be 100% transparent here, and this is kind of the issue that we've been running into. Not that it's necessarily an issue, it's just the way that they've been set up. So each location, it's not like one store. It's like, for example, they have like four or five restaurants in Houston.
Gotcha.
And have you heard of Grimaldi's?
No. I'm in New Hampshire,
Oh, okay.
so our Houston team might have heard of it because they're right outside of Houston in Kingwood, Texas.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, needless to say, so that Houston company would have all of the individual restaurants deposit into that bank account for the Houston region. Now, we
and that's
have
one business entity there?
Yes, the one business entity is Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Houston. That would be the name.
Okay.
The issue that I've been running into with other entities, I mean with other lenders, is that we have the tax return but for the holding company, but the holding company only. They do not file individual tax returns for each region. Now, I know you guys don't require the tax return, but I just wanted to let you know that that's something that has come up before.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's... I don't know that that particular part of it would be an issue for us, because like you said, we really don't usually ask for the tax return. I think where we might bump into issues is... Well, we might not. I mean, my advice would be let's take a shot at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the entities that you're doing your deals with OnDex and leave those aside. Mm-hmm. But is it the Houston one that you're trying to get done?
We have like 15 different regions, so.
Oh wow! Okay,
so you've got a lot. This company in 2014, they filed extension in 2015, but 2014 they made $78 million.
Okay.
Each region, roughly, that we'd be sending out makes about a million and a half a month,
okay.
a month, something like that. So they're very large and established.
Sure.
And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but right. If there needs to be an order in which things funds in order to appease Ascentium, that may be able to happen. We haven't funded anything at OnDeck yet. They're just waiting in the pipes until we get him the million that he requested in approvals.
Yeah, so you're trying to get your ducks in a row and understand, you know, you're going to put one foot in front of the other here, you know, and you're going to want to ask OnDeck the same questions, too, mm-hmm. to make sure that if we funded first, it wouldn't cause an issue for them.
Exactly, and in general, OnDeck's like the most aggressive out of all of our lenders in terms of not caring about those things. They're just like, whatever, we want market share.
Yeah, right. I just wonder how they would... react if they all of a sudden see a UC, you know, they ask about every UCC you file,
mm-hmm.
and if they see our UCC on the holding company,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if we would even file it on the holding company. Maybe we could just file it on the regional entity.
I know these are the questions that are, you know, I'm trying to figure out, but
yeah.
Very good. And, you know, we have a really good relationship with OnDeck. We have a account manager there, and so I'm able to be open about all these things, and frankly, for the most part, they're just like, you know, that should sound maybe fine, and maybe we can just get this across the line.
Yeah, and your relationship with us is equally open, so don't hesitate to, you know, keep that transparency up, because, you know, we try to take the common sense approach, and we want the business, we want the market share, and if we have to share some of that with OnDeck, we're perfectly happy. I mean, we have a great relationship with OnDeck as well, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're all said and done. I'd love to work on this deal with you and try to piece some together. I don't think we're going to be able to be as big of a player in this deal as OnDeck. I don't think $600,000 is going to be feasible, but maybe getting, you know, $200,000 or maybe a little bit of a stretch beyond that is not out of the realm of possibility here.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it would be useful to find out what Ascentium would consider to be a max in terms of one owner, several entities, because, you know, if you guys are open to, you know, as much as $300,000, we're really just trying to go for max dollar amount right now.
Sure.
So whatever that number might be, I'm sure my sales manager who's working the deal would be very interested to know.
Okay. And so that guy's a one-man show, huh, from an ownership perspective?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to think that he's been going hard in terms of expansion lately. I think that a lot of these new regions have less than 5 years time in business. They're just expanding like crazy. But someone like my boss, he's been to this pizzeria. He says it's delicious, so.
Yeah. Well, let me pose this for you too. I mean, are you guys primarily focused on working capital for him, or have you considered equipment financing?
You know, I haven't asked that question. It is a good question. I was
because kind of the reason I bring it up is maybe we could help on a bigger scale if we can focus on some equipment financing in addition to the working capital.
Yeah, I think they may have that wrapped up. I mean, when I talked to my sales manager, and he's not near me now, so I can't get the full clarity on the situation, but he's like, yeah, you know, if you really wanted to, you could probably also find, like, investors, because it is such a successful operation thus far. But I can definitely ask him, you know, hey, are they trying to finance some of those, you know, brick oven, just kitchen equipment, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if they're adding locations and they're doing build-outs, we might be able to help on our equipment finance agreement. And if we are able to see financials at that point, our approval capabilities tend to expand. I mean, I can give $1 million approvals if financials support them.
See, that's where I think we're going to run into issues. And it's just between you and myself. The financials are another thing that's been an issue. I think that they're already pretty leveraged.
Okay. Which makes sense. If they're in hyper growth stage, that's not uncommon. So you're right. If the financials aren't really going to help us, then let's keep it to an app-only discussion.
Yeah, and it's not as though, like, they're bad. It's just, you know, larger debt than equity.
Sure. So. Okay. Well, like I said, I mean, I'll check on my side. So Stan is out of the office. He's obviously the guy who runs the credit side over here. Mm-hmm. He's back on Monday, but I can sit down with him on Monday and we can, you know, see if we can come up with a number to give you from this is pretty much our comfort level with any one guarantor, regardless of the number of entities and bank accounts and all that other stuff. And you know, if we can wrap our minds around 300, you know, maybe we can put something together here, but at the very least, I'll try to get you a number.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, well, that's good. I'm going to talk to my sales manager. He's heading back from lunch now, and going to tell him that it seems as though with Ascentium working capital, we're not requiring a tax return. At least we could probably scoot one across the line if we can get, you know, with our rep at OD and be like, hey, look, we want to do the Ascentium one first, just, you know, to make... Because they don't want to see you in front, for whatever reason. Well, we can work that out.
Okay.
But I think it seems as though you've been the most willing to play thus far, and we really want to keep this customer. They're very large and excited.
Sure. Okay. All excellent. Right, so how about we catch up on Monday, and we pick it up from there?
Will do. There is a chance I may call you back once more today, just a chance. But yes, other than that, I'll plan on Monday.
I'm here the rest of the day, so feel free to give me a shout, keeping in mind we're 3 hours ahead of you.
Right. New Hampshire, not Texas this time. Got it.
That's right. Yep.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Grant.
Mm-hmm. Bye for now.
Bye now.